At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Grab your phone. Now is the time. We've got four tickets for the fourth. This is huge. Right now, take the word holiday. H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. Holiday. Text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to see four concerts. Huge ones.
Four big ones.
Text the word holiday to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center, Teddy Swims at the Greek Theater, and Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater. This hour's code word is holiday. Good luck.
Which show would you go to if you had to pick one?
If I had to pick one,
it's tough. All four of those I would go to.
I would go to Benson Boone.
I think I would probably go to Benson Boone as well, or Dua Lipa.
Benson Boone right now for me, my kids would be totally into it, and I would be totally into it, which would make it a lot of fun.
And he puts on a show.
Right. And I haven't heard it yet. Maybe it comes out this Friday, or maybe it came out last Friday, but his new album, Our Boss, who flies out and meets these cats and gets to do these listening parties, he said the album's like excellent. The new album, the second Benson Boone record. So
Michael Music would know.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got Scott Budman later this hour, but right now. Oh, and I wanted to mention this real quick before we get to trash. Esparto, where the fireworks explosion happened, is right near Cache Creek. We were just out there. So, in fact, people, I was seeing it on the text, you drove through Esparto to get to Cache Creek.
And it's easy to remember because it's got two giant turns. Like, you have to, like, make two big 90-degree turns to get through the town. So when they texted that in, I'm like, I thought it was a cute little town, and I was like, because I was driving out as I always do, I'm somewhere, I'm like, I think I could live out here. This would be kind of cool.
650, hey Vin, that fireworks fire is right near Cache Creek. Looked it up. Yes, it is. So that happened, and I'm sure they're on it and putting it out. But if you didn't see the footage of them sort of reporting on that when the thing blows, it's worth a look. In the meantime, let's turn our attention to Bob as she reports on the trash.
Bob.
We've got very serious celebrity gossip to talk about.
All right.
Hit us with a hot goss.
First up. Oh, I'm really starting to feel bad for Katy Perry. She cannot catch a break.
Poor Katy Perry.
Did you guys report last week a fan ran up on the up on her stage during her Lifetimes tour, fully had his arm around her, and she had to she made a freaked out face, had to walk away, and it was like many seconds before her security guards actually came up and got him out of there.
I actually saw the video.
Yeah,
me and it's kind of scary that security is supposed to keep that from happening.
Yeah,
but giant venues, and the stages are built out. Like I haven't seen her show, but each tour has their own build out, and so they've got to figure out a way to keep that stuff from happening while these catwalks and other, like U2 at one point had this catwalk that went right out to the middle of the stage, mm-hmm. or the middle of the arena and from the stage. So it was a long walk. I don't know that you can staff people to protect. So I don't know what her stage setup is.
I know.
But I wouldn't want that. And I do feel bad for her. You know, I was thinking about it like this. Whatever she's done, I can't be involved in that. I don't know her, the lawsuit against the guy she was trying to throw out of the house. I don't know. That was really bad PR for her. Hiring Dr. Luke, I don't know why she did that. There's tons of great producers in the world. She could have used someone else, so maybe there's some reason for it. But going through a breakup while you're trying to do your job
yeah.
is next to impossible.
I don't know if, how I could finish the show. I mean, you're shaken up after something like that for the rest of the show. And now it's just, you know, when it rains, it pours. Last night or a couple nights ago, there was a malfunction, just like what happened to Beyonce. Katie has this big orb that she floats in around the crowd, and it malfunctioned and she got stuck.
Oh.
And so they just said, pause the show and we've got to get her down.
Yeah, I couldn't find clips of like how it got resolved, just of her getting stuck and like the lights in it going out. I feel for her.
I do too. And like I said, she's still touring while she's going through this major breakup.
I've never been a big Katy Perry fan. And so I was trying to reflect on it because some of her songs for sure have been bangers. I don't think it's my favorite, but I think the reason why I have like a distance from her, and this is a personal story.
Oh, wow.
Prepare yourselves. Mom, my mom doesn't know this story.
Shocking.
When I was growing up, I used to throw the most banging sleepovers for my birthday of all time. And my mom was so into it. One year we had like 100 balloons that we filled up. It completely filled the floor, like such a vibe. And every year we started to do a, yeah, you've got a question, Vin?
Yes, I do. What age range are we talking about for the banging over sleepover birthday parties?
7 through 14.
Got it.
Let's say. Yes.
My next question is,
you guys are excited. I can tell.
Well, were the drugs and alcohol involved with these banging?
No, not at all.
Okay.
The biggest part was my mom would throw these, would do these amazing scavenger hunts. And so for my 13th birthday, which is like 2007, she did this amazing scavenger hunt where I also have always been a social butterfly and I
really
love to include a lot of people. So I had like 23 girls who were invited to the sleepover and we all caravaned to the King of Prussia Mall and we did this huge...
Which is a huge mall in Pennsylvania.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And my mom had planned the most epic scavenger hunt of all time and it was so fun, except that she had forgotten to come up with a prize. So the team that won got hugs from her. And to this day, like I just went to my high school reunion and to this day, people remember that the prize was a hug.
Well, it's a lot of stuff to set up. I give her credit for doing it.
Yeah.
But
no,
somewhere in
best.
Here is the Katy Perry story.
Yes. So I'm getting there.
Okay.
So after the scavenger hunt, I had this sleepover in our attic with like 20 girls. It was all girls. We're 13. No drugs or alcohol involved.
The attic's built out, though, like
yes,
a regular room.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, it's like a rec room.
All right.
And we end up playing Spin the Bottle. And
okay.
I kissed every single girl at my 13th birthday slumber party.
And did you like it?
I didn't know how to feel about it. The next morning, I felt so guilty. I had this pit in my stomach. Mostly, I think that the whole school was going to find out. And that happened to be when I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It was the number one song. You could not get away from it. Every single radio station was playing it. And every time it came on, I just got this like gut-wrenching feeling in my stomach of guilt and fear and shame of like being a 13-year-old girl and terrified that the whole school was going to find out
that
I was a lesbian.
Well, so all the kids were into this thing, or was just a couple of
no,
you, or
every
single
one
of you?
I think that was the saving grace, was that it was so many people from so many different little cliques, and also everybody was in on it. And we, like, girls can keep a freaking secret. That's what I learned from that.
So no one got, it didn't get out.
No, it never got out. And I was at my high school reunion like this past fall, and reflecting on that, I was like, I can't believe nobody ever found out about that. Or if they did, I never knew. So none the wiser.
707, this is a question from them, not from me. Did the clothes come off?
No.
So,
but there was one girl who I was more into kissing than all the other ones.
Is that
right? She was
right?
Kind of seen. She had like the side bangs. She was the only one with a job. She worked at Dairy Queen. I hope she's doing well.
So I just want to add that your mom rules, because sleepovers are the worst. Kids, like you, first of all, you see your kid with other kids all hyped up and you don't even know them. You're like, who is that kid?
Especially my mom, you don't know this. My mom has face blindness. So
Wait,
she
what?
Can literally what? Cannot recognize people. She can't even recognize my face. She recognizes me from like my walk and other features. So if she knows you and you always like you always wear like a crew neck every single day and a baseball hat, and then one day you show up and you're like in a suit or something, she would have no idea who you were.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah. She's even done. She participated in a study for it because it was so bad.
Facial blindness.
Face blindness. Yeah.
Wow.
Just a party with a girl or two on an overnight.
Yeah.
Is so noisy. They never go to bed. I can't imagine 20 or more kids. Yeah, it's a great story,
up
though.
Up until 5 a.m. I know. She's,
That's a really great story.
She's always been the biggest promoter of my obsession with having as much fun as possible. So thanks, Janet.
Oh, Janet.
Janet.
Hi, Janet. Well, my mom, if you won the prize, she'd give you a sip from her Michelob.
That's not good.
That's all we'd get.
All right. So Katy Perry frozen above the crowd or stuck above the crowd on the... I know she left Australia. So where are they now? Do you know?
I think she's still in Australia.
Oh, that was okay. Yeah, that was the last night.
I'm not sure what the next stop is. But at this point, I'm sending her good vibes. You know, no one deserves this kind of hate. It's not like she really did anything that wrong.
And let's just say, too, if I've been to a Katy Perry show. She puts on an amazing show. Yeah. Like, she is great and fun to watch, and she has more hits than you think. You know, she'll, and you're like, oh, yeah, there's another one. Yeah, it's really good. So, poor Katy. Poor Katy.
Next up, I also teased this. Kylie took a huge step with Timothée Chalamet. Drum roll, please. She followed him on Instagram. Sorry, those were EDM drums.
That was amazing. Okay, so they weren't following each other, and now they are.
According to the sleuths on the web, she wasn't following him. She only follows like 119 people or something like that. So it's a big step in their relationship. And if you are chronically online, as the people chronically online say, is Club Chalamet okay? Do you guys know who Club Chalamet is?
No.
Oh my goodness, you're in for a treat. Club Chalamet is Timmy's mid-50s, her name's Simone, woman, full adult, who runs a fan page, mostly on Twitter. So she has like 50,000 followers. She calls herself Club Chalamet, and she's toxically obsessed with Timothy to the point where when he and Kylie first started dating, she would like not acknowledge it. When she would post pictures, she would literally blur Kylie's face out. And when, she has such
the
a reputation.
Jealousy.
She's jealous.
Okay.
When they got more serious, she literally was like, I'm going to have to take a break. Like, I'll be back in a few months. I'm taking a break from my fan
this
account.
This is the lady that runs Club Chalamet.
Club Chalamet, yeah. It's a great follow, too, because her tweets are hilarious.
Sarah started bringing him up as someone that she was into. And by the way, if you're just joining the show, we're live. We're doing this show without Sarah. She's on vacation. She's someone that was already talking about him as being so cute and so handsome. And I was like, I don't get that at all. I've since seen him in two big movies and realized he's a super talent.
Like, for sure.
He really is good. He was great in the Bob Dylan role.
Yep.
And he was really good in Wonka.
Yeah.
And he was also in one of the Wes Anderson movies. I can't think of the one that he was in. But
I think it was either Grand Budapest Hotel, maybe, or I don't know.
Whatever it was, he was really good in that, too. So I have to admit, while I was sort of, I thought there was a lot of hype about nothing. It turns out, dude's super talented.
Yes, for sure. And there have been a lot of directors and writers who have been invested in him for a long time. He did that movie, Call Me By Your Name. And he did with Armie Hammer, which is really critically acclaimed, or Call Me By Your Name, sorry. And Beautiful Boy with Steve Carell, who is a very established actor. And Steve Carell just absolutely praised him. This was years ago and said that he is one to watch. And certainly he has been. I'm very excited for Dune 3, although I hear the plot takes a weird turn with the sandworm. So
I'm excited. I know you didn't like the
Dune
movies.
I didn't like Dune.
Those are both movies I went and saw opening weekend. By the way, he was in The French Dispatch. That was a Wes Anderson.
That's the one.
Yeah, he was in.
Oh yes, I love that one.
I love this guy. Like I'm kind of obsessed. If I see he's going to be on something, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, and so is Club Chalamet. This is one of my favorite tweets from her from June of last year. Timothée Chalamet will never have a mugshot because he's a good boy. He's not a troublemaker. He doesn't host violence, nor is he a menace to society. That's why his good name helps deflect attention away from other people. Expect a huge uptick in headlines using his name. And then it's just like a random picture of him in black and white. Very cool.
She loves
She was a huge she was a huge promoter during his Oscar campaign. Like, she was posting a lot, encouraging people to vote for him and celebrating every award show he was at, blurring out Kylie, but nonetheless.
So you never know what's going to click with people. I wouldn't see him with a Kardashian because his star is so incredibly bright. And I realize they're big stars in their own right, but they're reality stars by comparison to a movie star, like a silver screen, big shot movie star. But they seem to get along great. They seem to be having fun, and they seem to be out and about, which is cool at his age. I can imagine. I saw him at some car race or something and thought, oh, here's a guy who has all the options in the world and isn't scared to go places. Good for him.
Yeah.
Like, he's there. He's doing VIP wherever he goes.
Yeah, and people have compared him to Leonardo DiCaprio a lot, that he's going to be a very serious actor. Every role's his if he wants it. But what Leo hasn't done is be really engaging with the press. Like, ever since he's, you know, quote unquote, made it, he doesn't do any press. He doesn't do anything fun. He doesn't show his personality. And people were really expecting the same from Timothée. But when he was doing his Oscars campaign, he totally went the other way. He does a lot of fun stories. He went on Brittany Broski's YouTube channel, super goofy stuff. And one thing that I really love about him is he's got such interesting taste. Like, he's not what you expect. He's super into rap, and he has like a long history of like really great and obscure taste in music and movies. And during the Oscar campaign, he had a funny story where he attributes his success to this moment that happened to him while he was in NYU. This rapper named Lil B, who I'm not familiar with, but has like a huge niche cult following, he went to his show and he raised his hand and he asked Lil B to knight him. And Lil B brought him up on stage and Timothée got down on one knee and Lil B knighted him.
What the?
And then, boom, his career took off.
Oh, that's what did it?
Like, right after that.
I got some breaking news, just came down. Diddy verdict is in. Guilty on 2 charges, not guilty on 3 charges. I'm sure Bob will have more on the next Celebrity Trash Break.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
But that just came down.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Because of the way they just nonchalantly wrapped up the case, I would have bet money that his defense knew he was going to get off. Just so cocky to be like, we're not calling anyone to the stand, and we're just going to go ahead and rest our case.
We'll see what charges he got found guilty of and what that could carry. But look forward to that for the next trash.
Okay.
Yeah, and I wonder how long it will be until sentencing, because that's where justice will be
served.
Well,
and then they'll try to mistrial or retrial for sure. Appeal almost immediately. That was really well done. I don't know what to make of Chalamet and What's Her Bucket, but I do think that they seem happy, so good for them and good for him. He's a star on the rise.
Yep, for sure. One to watch.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us who's coming up, Vin.
Well,
who is it?
It's NBC Bay Area. Scott Budman is next on Alice.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny morning show. Alice's morning show without Sarah, of course, but we are here. We are live, and this Alice Report is brought to you by Alice on Instagram. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles. Oh, Scott Budman, you are a sight for sore eyes. Welcome into the show. Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area.
Thank you, Vinny. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Glad to be here. Thanks
I know that you're only on the phone, but I have pulled up your picture so I can talk to your picture as I as I listen to you. And you're all welcome to do that at home. It's Scott Budman, and you can find him also. The new features you're doing on Instagram are great.
They are great.
Really fun. And are they going well for you? Do you feel like they're being well received?
You know, people talk about him a lot, and it shows where people are getting their news. I get it. And so, yeah, it's absolutely where we need to be to reach people. So
and
thank
that,
you.
That is that. One of the things I wanted to start with. So Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area, also reporting for the Alice News Network. I did a story earlier this week, and I thought, oh, Scott's already on this because you do a lot of stuff on Twitter. You do a lot of stuff on Instagram. And the story was social media has become the main source of news for most people. And so right. That doesn't mean that you're getting your news from your buddy who's posting a cuckoo, you know, obscure cuckoo link to some story about it's people like you doing the news on those sites, right?
Yeah, although to be honest, it's both. And so it's a great thing to know how to reach people and to know where people are getting their news, but right. It's a little dangerous because, as anybody knows, there's so much information online and on social media, and a lot of it is just not true. And that's why, you know, many in my business are like, hey, it's more important than ever to get the news out there. But yeah, it's really flipped to where the idea that people are sitting on their couch watching the news or getting a newspaper is a little bit in the past, to be honest, compared to the number of people that are getting their information online, especially on social media. And that just means we have to be extra careful with what we're seeing and believing. But yeah, it really is a generational thing, because if you talk to people that are below, I don't know, 40, they're online all the time. And that's where they're getting their information. That's where they're meeting people on dating apps. That's where they're doing their banking. And it's just something that everybody is really comfortable with. So that's where the news has to go. And that's where people are getting their information.
You can follow Scott Budman at Scott Budman on X and on Instagram. And are you on TikTok too?
Yeah, just started that too. Yes.
Scott, yes. We just did our first TikTok dance, Vinny and I. Have you done one yet?
I haven't done a dance. I don't think anyone is waiting for that. At all.
Good looking man, Scott. I think you should dance.
I will, however, hop on to check out yours. Good for you.
Oh, great. Super. So one of the things that I have on my list in front of me that I'd love to hear you talk about, and it just happened, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago for me, I realized there's a new president in charge, and this guy's been doing a lot of stuff, including these tariffs that have been all the talk, and I hadn't really come up against it until just this week. I ordered something for my kid. It turns out it's a Canadian company. And the lady who runs their website wrote me back and said, we are happy to fill this order, but I need you to know that we're not in charge of the amount of extra charges that are going to happen when this gets brought into the country. It's going to delay its delivery and it's going to cost more. And so I wrote back again and said, well, how much? And she said, we have no idea. And so I went, okay, I need you to cancel the order and I'll reorder it from someplace around here, which instead of going direct to their website, I was able to get the same thing through Amazon without the tariff charges. But that right now is a deal. Online shopping is down because of tariffs.
Yes, and there's so much in what you just said, Vin. You're absolutely right. For one thing, we don't know exactly where these tariffs are going to land. That's why investors are concerned. That's why so many businesses and consumers are concerned. We don't really know if we're going to have to change the way we shop, because we're getting both tariff deals. Just moments ago, the president says on his Truth Social, hey, we've got a U.S. trade deal with Vietnam. If we have less of a tariff with Vietnam, that means your Nike shoes, a lot of the clothes you buy, will cost less because the tariffs won't add as much as feared. But at the same time, we have these relationships with places like China and Canada and Mexico, and people don't know yet exactly where these tariffs are going to land. Even the vendors don't know how much they're going to have to be charged and therefore charge us consumers. So there's a lot of uncertainty out there. And you're right, it's starting to hit the online world. Talk about getting our news online. We have been shopping online now for a couple of decades.
Forever, right?
Very comfortably, very safely, in huge numbers. And all of a sudden, we're starting to see a little bit of a dip as some of those tariffs hit the online products. Because when you click on something online and you like it, you're not really thinking, oh, this might be from Canada or Mexico or the U.S. You're just happy to get it. It's going to be delivered fast. It's super easy and convenient. But some of these products are going to cost a lot more depending on where those tariffs hit.
So that was the question I asked her, because I would have paid $5 more. I wouldn't have thought much of it. But she couldn't even say. And I still don't know, would that be a $20 extra charge? And so I guess the question I have for you is, there's no way they can find this out either then, huh? The people doing the selling in that situation.
Right. They will have to wait until the actual tariff gets finalized. And we keep having these deals where the White House announces a tariff, but then maybe a 90-day pause to try to come up with some sort of a deal. And so that leaves these sellers and buyers in kind of a limbo. We've already seen some of the relationship with places like Mexico and Canada deteriorate a bit because of the tariffs and because of the moves that they feel are aggressive economically and socially. I was just up in the Toronto area for a vacation. We stayed in an Airbnb, went to the local general store, and there was a sign on the front that said, "We no longer sell American products." Ugh. So that's not just, we're going to add 10% or 15% to American products. They said, "We're no longer selling American products." It was kind of a splash of cold water. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of these things, unless and until these deals are made and some of these tariffs are either lowered or taken off the table, because tariffs tend to be inflationary and drive up the products that you're trying to buy, whether in a brick and mortar store or online.
That's Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and the Alice News Network. Sarah and Vinny, Sarah's out. We are here live, though, and we're doing a show for you. The WNBA is on the rise, Scott, and I'm a fan. Although I don't catch all the games the way I might a Warriors game, but I am a fan, and I'm a real big fan of women's sports getting this come up. And I don't know what you know about the business. I know our franchise here, the Valkyries, are doing well.
Great.
As far as business goes.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, they're doing well. If you check out their games, they're beating teams that have better records. They're an expansion team. That means this is their first year. Mm-hmm, generally, mm-hmm. That leads to a lot of losses and sort of, hey, they've got potential and maybe eventually they'll get some good players. They're already looking really good. They're selling out Chase Center. Very Warriors.
Is that right?
I mean, it's amazing the energy there. They call it Ballhalla. It's great. And you see now, you know, local celebrities showing up for the WNBA just like they would for the men. And it's wonderful to see. And they just came out with a list, something called Sportico, that is a financial site that rates all of the teams in their valuation, how much they think they're valued. And the Valkyries are actually the most valuable franchise, according to this survey, in the United
Already,
States.
Already, huh? Cool.
Yeah, which is super fast and super surprising. You can't even look back on last year's revenue because there was no last year for the Valkyries. So all of a sudden, they're just number one. The franchise value, some $500 million. Now, if you look at what the Lakers just sold for, okay, that's a fraction of that. But still, higher than the New York franchise, higher than Indiana. They've got Caitlin Clark, you know, Chicago with Angel Reese. It's amazing. The valuations of all these teams are way up because people are paying attention and getting very excited with the WNBA. But the idea that our local team here in the Bay Area is the most valuable and just selling out these games right from the jump is amazing. It shows that there's a big appetite for good hoops, no matter who's playing.
It's really good news, and you just did something that you probably couldn't have done 5 years ago, which is name two huge stars as you're talking about the league, and that's a really big deal. That star power brings eyes to the games, and I want those games to do well, not only because I want women's sports to do well, but I want my daughters to see people, women, killing it, doing well in all, you know, facets of life, whether that's as a rock and roll chick like Hayley Williams from Paramore. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yep.
An NBA player, or a WNBA player. Sorry. My wife played ball. And so they've sat down and watched games together. And it's really cool to see that young ladies are now getting to not only see women play basketball on the pro level, but also see star power behind that. Like you mentioned Caitlin Clark. I see her in these State Farm ads. I'm sure she's doing well with those, you know? That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. The talk of the NBA or the WNBA, besides these valuations and the success, is the idea that some of these great players are not yet making the great salaries.
Yeah.
They're making a lot in endorsements. They're endorsing shoes and clothes and insurance companies and just everything that you would see a male basketball player endorse, because they're famous. And like you say, women look up to them. Men look up to them. They're just great. And what needs to catch up, especially now that we know how much these franchises are worth, are the salaries. I mean, the salaries in the NBA became gigantic around the, you know, Magic Johnson days and Larry Bird. And then we got into Michael Jordan, and all of a sudden they're paid tens of millions of dollars a year because they're bringing in the fans. Now that we know that the Valkyries are bringing in the fans, you know, it's time to step up and pay these women. And I think that's going to happen eventually, because the teams that are willing to do that are going to be the teams, just like in the NBA, that get the best talent and therefore bring out the fans.
You know, I didn't realize that they were selling out the Chase Center, but and that's certainly a big, important part of bringing in the money, but also these TV contracts. So for those of you out there who want to support the Valkyries or women's, you know, basketball, tune in. Put them on TV and watch the games, because that's what... Like, the contracts that you hear people getting paid now, $50 million a year, I think one of the guys just signed for, that's due to these TV contracts that are in, I think the new one was like $77 billion for about 10 years. So that's where a lot of these giant salaries are coming from. So not only go to the games and be there to support, but tune in and watch them on TV. As the ratings go up, so will the TV contracts, and so will their pay.
I agree. If you like good hoops, and I do, there's no reason to not watch the WNBA. They're fun, they're great games, and there's a lot of talent. And if you go, the place is just electric. It's a lot of fun.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Scott Budman's on the line. I've got a text here from 415. Scott, have you ever been handcuffed to a headboard?
What?
My goodness, that's so personal. No, I have not.
That's too bad.
Well,
awesome question, though, Texter. Thanks.
That was me, actually. I wrote that down, but I just wanted to, you know, hide from behind the listeners. Scott, you did a great job. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning. We appreciate it. Sorry, I know that was us out, but I saw another big topic and went, I'll just get him out on something stupid. Anyway, Scott Budman, thank you so much. We appreciate
it.
You can watch
him
on the TV at NBC Bay Area, and you can follow him on Twitter and on Instagram. All of those are at Scott Budman, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Great talking to you, man.
Thank you. Coming up in the trash, what do we got?
Travis Kelce's worried about his meat.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.